Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for
Issues of Today.
Coming to you live. Here he is,
your host, Taj Lonzo.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Keep It Real Mondays right here on Issues of Today Talk Radio. Hosted by me, you know who it is, your host, Taj Lonzo, the new voice of the people, man. Hey, this is a new segment that I added to the show. We got a bunch of new stuff that we added. Tomorrow night, you're going to have the NAACP on every Tuesday. We got Tell It Like It Is Thursday. We're going to have a team segment on here and my show. Of course, Issues of the Day is going to be on like normal. So I'm back. Took a break. Took a couple breaks. But we're back at it, man. Keep it real Mondays, man. We're going to talk about a few things that's happening in the news with your boy Chris Brown and Rihanna, 50 Cent Rick Ross. So just hang tight, man. You know how we get down. We always play a song of the day. And right now, we're going to get into some Luda. And it's called Tell It Like It Is. And you listen to Issues of the Day Talk Radio.
Daddy's DaterCon TV.
You better believe it is, baby. Now go in the other room. It's about to be some grown folks talking here, okay? All right.
Yeah. Things ain't always what they seem or cracked up to be. Okay. Like all these faking ass rappers in this industry. Talking about what they got and they ain't got a damn thing. How you own three cars but you don't own your own name? Get your business right, boys. The first class is in session. Get an entertainment lawyer in the music profession. Start up your own company. Trademark the name. That's gonna run you about a grand, so start saving your change. Open a bank account quick and then follow these steps. Sign yourself to yourself and start signing your own check. Hit the booth and start recording at the speed of need. Whatever gets your juices flowing could be speed or weed. Get it mixed and mastered, dressed up and plastered. Tell it to your whole hood out the trunk, you bastard. Show all the non-believers what you destined to be. And in just a couple years you could be rich like me. But I can't hold my tongue.
I'ma tell it like it is.
This biz ain't all fun.
I'ma tell it like it is.
Give it to you straight, no taste.
I'ma tell it like it is.
Look you straight in your face and I'ma tell it like it is. I can't hold my tongue.
I'ma tell it like it is.
This biz ain't all fun.
I'ma tell it like it
Give
is.
Give it to you straight, no taste.
I'ma tell it like it is.
Look you straight in your face and I'ma tell it like it is. See, mostly all your favorite artists got some serious problems. Yep. And money could be the problem, but money can't solve them. No. Some get addicted to drugs and flat out lazy. What? Some taste a little fame and go flat out crazy. I'm close cause those close wanna live off my fame. Yep. And that type of shit alone will drive a nigga insane. Okay. Not to mention all the vultures, the scandalous promoters. Okay. Crabs will try to sue your magazines or misquote you. Yeah. Most of these label heads, they don't care nothing about you. Yeah. If you stop selling records, they'll act like they don't know you. It's hard mixing business with pleasure, so don't play. Me and my crew argue and fight like every other day. Rappers ain't above the law, but our life is so fast that we got a special task force of police on our ass. All that, and this is really just the start of it. Hip hop, you really wanna be a part of it? Well, I can't hold my tongue.
I'ma tell it like it is.
This biz ain't all fun.
I'ma tell it like it
Give
is.
Give it to you straight, no taste.
I'ma tell it like it is.
Look you straight in your face and I'ma tell it like it
hey,
is.
I can't hold my tongue.
I'ma tell it like it
Man,
is.
Man, this biz ain't all fun.
I'ma tell it like
I'ma
it is.
I'ma give it to you straight, no taste.
I'ma tell it like
hey,
it
is. Look you straight in your face and I'ma tell it
Let's
like
go.
It is.
What's worse than having no money is having it and losing it. Yep. What's worse than having some money is grabbing and abusing yep. it. We never took no money from Chingy, thought I was cool with him. Nah. I wish his ass well, but I don't want nothing to do with him. Some don't know they publishing me, I never fool with him. I'm down for my artists, try my best to stay true to them. Cause outside my label, competition is irrelevant. Unless I'm still in competition with my president. And believe that I'm supporting a hover. Cause the industry's shady, it needs to be taken over. Okay. But the first rule to accumulation of wealth is don't trust nobody but your goddamn self. I can't hold my tongue.
I'ma tell it like it is.
Yeah, this biz ain't all fun.
I'ma tell it like
I'ma
it
give
is.
It to you straight, no taste.
I'ma tell it like it is.
Look you straight in your face and I'ma tell it like
I
it
said
is.
I can't hold my tongue.
I'ma tell it like it is.
This biz ain't all fun.
I'ma tell it like
I'ma
it
give
is.
It to you straight, no taste.
I'ma tell it like it is.
Look you straight in your face and I'ma tell it like it is.
Daddy, are you finished with grown folks talk?
Yeah, baby, you can come back in here. Come give Daddy a kiss. You know I love you, right?
And I love you always.
Yeah, that was Ludacris with Tell It Like It Is. Hey, you back with Issues of the Day Talk Radio, the new segment called Keep It Real Mondays, man. And like I said, I took a quick break, and now we back, you know what I'm saying, back on everyday schedule. Tonight is Keep It Real Monday. Tomorrow is NAACP. We got Tell It Like It Is Thursday. Actually, Tell It Like It Is Friday's coming up, and Issues of the Day. My normal show would be on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be added to the email list. You know what to do. Email me at issuesoftheday@yahoo.com. We got the website coming up in about another week, www.issuesoftheday.talkradio.com. All right? Now, Keep It Real Mondays. This is what Keep It Real Mondays is all about. First of all, let me break down what Keep It Real means, okay? A lot of people have their own interpretation of what keeping it real means. Most individuals, from your hood to your suburbs to your workplace to your family, will all tell you that keeping it real means you are just being honest about your feelings. You know, so somebody say, think about that car right there. You know what I mean? Oh, man, I don't like it. I think it's just whatever. I'm just being real. That's not what keeping it real is about. You being honest about how you feel, but that does not mean you are keeping it real. Keeping it real means that you are being honest about your opinion on a certain situation or topic or what have you, and you have facts to back that up with. You're just not blurting something out the top of you. Anybody can do that. Anybody can do that because opinions are like booty holes. Everybody got one. So everybody can do it. But that's not what keeping it real means. Keep it real means when I tell you something, it is fact, not opinion. And I got something evidence to back it up with, a support line of information to back that up with. I'm just not saying whatever I want off my lips. You know, Tupac was real good at saying he was always keeping it real, but don't mean everything Tupac said was honest. Yeah. Those were just his feelings. But that don't mean he was keeping it real, because I mean he was always telling that he was telling the truth. So Keep It Real Mondays on Issues of the Day Talk Radio, right here, right here on Blog Talk, is me keeping it real to you about something that we're talking about, and I'm going to have some facts to back that up with. So if you want to keep it real with me on Issues of the Day Talk Radio on Keep It Real Mondays, which we're going to bring to you every week, all right, you can call into the station at 347-326-9697. All right, now we're going to start it off. We're going to get it rolling because we only got to have this show. This segment's only a half an hour. It's not an hour like my normal show. So we're going to get right into it, man. First things first, okay, Chris Brown and Rihanna. Prime example of where keeping it real goes wrong, okay? Now, it's been all over the news wire. You can find it on Yahoo, allhiphop.com, BET.com, MTV, all your news wires. They got it all over the place. Now, I'll tell you what, people don't understand what keeping it real means, because every story you read about what happened with Chris Brown and Rihanna, supposedly, all the stories are different. The story I read on Yahoo is not the same story I read on allhiphop.com. Allhiphop.com stories ain't the same as you'll find on another news wire. They all got different stories. Why? Because don't nobody know what really happened. Prime example of what happens when something goes wrong, somebody commits a crime or an alleged crime, and if people read the story, it says alleged because nobody really knows what happened. So they have a story out there. Chris Brown hit Rihanna. It's all over the news wire. But they don't tell you what people miss is it says alleged, and they said an unidentified woman called in and made the call about the situation. But they don't know who called. So they don't know what really. Only people that know what happened between Chris Brown and Rihanna is Chris, Rihanna, whoever was around at the time when it happened, and the Lord. That's it. Okay? So people need to stop just putting out. That's what the media does. Now I just read something about where they said Chris Brown, his reputation is tarnished and he's finished. And this is what they're designed to do. They're designed to destroy you at the very sight of trouble. Now everybody, and I'm gonna keep it real, right? Everybody knows Chris Brown ain't no woman beater. If he, let's just say he hit Rihanna. Okay, let's say he hit Rihanna. Now, I'm sure there's more to this story than what we're ever going to read online or in the newspaper or on the radio stations. So let's just get it all out there. Let's not tear down the brother out the gates. That's what black folks, that's another thing I'm going to keep it real on right there. Black folks will tear you down in a minute. Soon as the side of trouble, everybody going to believe everything they read and heard, and that's just going to be it for you. Okay? Now let's look at the truth, because keeping it real means you have facts and it's honest and it's true. We all know about what we see in Chris Brown in the movies, the music, his interviews, his stage performances. He doesn't have the demeanor of a woman beater. So until Chris Brown can come out on national television and say, yeah, I smacked the hell out of Rihanna, I stole her in her eye, everybody needs to take a step back and get a brother a chance to tell the story and let Rihanna tell what happened. And then, yeah, I just read it right in the chat room on here. Yeah, it says Rihanna supposedly gave him herpes. Don't nobody know. That's all the news. That's all that stuff they putting out there to fill people's head up to give more gossip. That's all it is gossip. You ain't got these online people hide behind these email addresses and send all this stuff to them. People need to be real. People need to cut that out. So don't nobody know, okay? We just need to get that out there first. Give a brother a chance to come on out and tell his side of the story. Let Rihanna tell what happened, and then go on from there. That's it. And that's keeping it real right here on Keep It Real Monday. So if you got something you want to add to that, you can call into the station 347-326-9697 and keep it real, which means Taj Longino. Okay? The new voice of the people. And I'm back. I've been told I've been missed on the show, and I'm back. We back, baby. So I ain't going nowhere this time. We here. So now let's get into another big story that's in the news right now. This is really more so just high school petty stuff, you know what I'm saying? 50 Cent and Rick Ross. I don't know if anybody's totally aware of what's going on with the 50 Cent and Rick Ross thing, but this is what I know, okay? Rick Ross stated in the interview that was posted on YouTube that how this whole thing with him and 50 got started. Thank you. I just was told I've been missed. That he saw 50 Cent in an awards show. I think it was the BET Awards, he said. And he looked at 50. He was going to have what about something. But 50 looked at him and gave him a look that was displeasing. Those are the words that Rick Ross used. Go on YouTube and look it up for yourself. I ain't making this up. And that's keeping it real. Okay. He made it. Said 50 Cent looked at him, gave him some displeasing look, and that's where it all began. Okay. So 50 Cent comes back on thisis50.com. Y'all can check that out, www.thisis50.com, where he made a video blog about Rick Ross and how he said he was going to, I'm not going to use the words he was using, but 50 said, I'm going to mess up his life. He said, I don't even know who this dude is. I don't even care to know him. He's unimportant to me, but I'm going to mess up his life. And he said, I'm so resourceful that he has all the pictures about when he was a correctional officer. And we've already seen those pictures on allhiphop.com, whatever. Okay. Now, 50 went as far as taking Rick Ross's kid's mother out on a shopping spree in New York. And that's all you can find that on thisis50.com as well. He even went to an extreme is showing a picture of Rick Ross and his mother having dinner at a restaurant, and he called Rick Ross's mother something. I can only remember what it was. All right, so I'm keeping it real by not even just blurting out anything. I don't know. I can't remember exactly what he said, but you can find that on allhiphop.com as well. Okay, so all this is going on. Then he made a statement about Foxy Brown, and Foxy Brown, you know, came back. You know, I told 50, you got, 24 hours to end this whole thing. I'm coming after you Brooklyn style. Rick Ross has got songs out. It's going back and forth. I want to just put it on the air like this. 50 is acting like a straight bitch. Okay? And I'm going to say that because that's what he's acting like. Like Rick Ross said, and matter of fact, they interviewed Fat Joe, and Fat Joe stated this on there. You can find that on YouTube as well. That 50 is, nobody cares about 50 anymore. He don't sell records like he used to. Nobody's paying attention to him. So what he's doing is trying to create some noise before his album comes out. Because Dre album is on his way out. Eminem's album is dropping. Now 50's album is dropping. And that's what he's doing. But it is petty. I want Rick Ross, do not even feed into that. because, and I cannot even believe that Rick Ross's kid's mother will actually feed into that whole garbage, and she does not even realize what 50 is doing her. 50 is playing her just like he's playing Rick Ross, and they're feeding into him. All that thing they're doing is giving him free publicity for his album to drop, and so he don't have to put that much money into promotion himself. He can just let Rick Ross, Foxy Brown, and his kid's mother promote everything for him, and he's going to sell records. People still haven't caught on to that. You're right. You're right, Miss Monique. 50, that's my buddy in blind in the chat room. 50 ain't been tight since Get Rich or Die Trying. He's been slowly declining. His choruses used to come with tight hooks. Now he only has tight hooks. He brought G-Unit all the way up, and he took G-Unit all the way down. You can tell him I said it. Right here on Keep It Real Mondays on Issues of the Day Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is, man. People need to focus. The reason, and this is the reason why the music industry is going to the park, because not only that stupid stuff is going on, but then you got Bow Wow and Soulja Boy going back and forth at it. You can find that on allhiphop.com. Go into the rumor section. Click on the rumor section. You'll find these little stupid things going on every day. This is why people can't make. This is why people can't concentrate on making good music in the studio. Why they can't spend productive time promoting their record, because they're spending too much time with these imaginary beefs to think they're going to sell records. It's not going to do anything. Just give people some more stuff to talk about and gossip about. You know, the whole thing with Soulja Boy and Bow Wow is Soulja Boy told Bow Wow, let's race our Lamborghini. I went and bought a Lamborghini cash, and, you know, we're going to go to race. Let's go to race this car, and blah, 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 blah. Let's race for the titles of the car. Then he said Bow Wow don't really own his. You know, just rent it. Who cares, man? At the end of the day, who gives a damn? There's more important stuff to worry about out here than worrying about who is doing what with what money. Because at the end of the day, we ain't making the money. Y'all not giving us any of it. So who cares? Warrior Prince is right. Half these rappers aren't even talented as it is, so it doesn't really matter. It's more important things going on. Like, look, we got Obama. Obama has not even been in office a good 30 days from the time he took, you know, the presidency, to where they already tearing him down about his policies and his stimulus package. That's something to talk about. That's something to do video blogs about. That's something you go on the airwaves about. Not let's race Lamborghinis and yours isn't real and mine is his and yours title's not true, mine is authentic. Who cares, man? Really, who cares? This is Keeping It Real Mondays. This is what we're going to do every week on Keep It Real Mondays. When you listen to Friday's show called Tell It Like It Is, I'm going to be ripping somebody to shreds, because it's time. You can call it slander. I'll call it telling it like it is. Okay? That's exactly what we're going to be doing right here on my show every day. Because it's time for the stupid stuff to stop. We still haven't learned. You know, I can't even believe a black president in office and black folks still out here acting ignorant. When is it going to be enough? When are you finally going to be satisfied? Crime rate still going up. You know, baby, kids' fathers still ain't paying child support still. You know, we still got kids dropping out of school, still got teen pregnancies and AIDS. And I mean, stuff's just still, people ain't even caught on yet. It hasn't sinked in yet. It ain't sinked in yet. What y'all going to do, man? Somebody racing Lamborghinis? Who gives a fuck? 50 Cent sitting in a chair on the video blog talking about Rick Ross and a Rick James curl just to sell some records? Man, grow up. You did all this work to get out of the hood, to act more childish when you got the money than you did when you ever was, if you was still on the block. Half this stuff wouldn't be going on. These dudes is dead broke out here trying to make it every day. But they got a few dollars, and nobody knows how to act because nobody got nothing else to do but sit around and act stupid all day and act childish because they got all this money. If you got money, if you don't have nothing to do with your time, and you're done making music, you're done making good music, then do something positive with your paper, man. Take that paper and go build up the ghettos you came from. Take that paper and go, you know, shoot, go put some money away for your kids' college. Do something. Do something sitting around on YouTube all day or these video blogs, man, acting stupid, man. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's comical. I sit back and laugh at it myself. But at the end of the day, man, it's not getting anything done. It ain't progressing anybody. It ain't nothing positive. It's just stupid. And then you get so 50 Cent is getting so disrespectful to the point to where somebody gonna hurt that dude. I would not be surprised, and I'm surprised already. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody ended up hurting that dude severely. Not necessarily killing him, but hurting him. Bad enough to where he's going to chain check himself. Because he don't know how to act and he does not understand what he's really out there, what he's really doing, man. You know, talking about somebody's mother when his own mother's dead. Burning down, I mean, and this is alleged, once again, keeping it real, we ain't going to be throwing out nothing we don't know what we're talking about, but alleged that he burnt down his kid's mother's house because she had a dude staying there that 50 paid the house on, had the man staying there, and he didn't want that man there, he wanted that man out. So the best way for him to do it, because she wasn't going to do it on her own, supposedly he burnt the house down. They've not found anybody that, you know, committed the arson on the house. People do not wake up and understand what it is they're really doing out here until their life is almost taken, until they're on their deathbed. Then they're like, damn, I can't believe I was really acting like that. Yeah, you was. This is what it is, man. We, you know, we want to thank everybody for hanging out with us, man, on this quick little Keep It Real Mondays right here on Issues of the Day Talk Radio with your whole size lunch. You know, we want to thank everybody for, you know, I mean, a few people that came and hung out with me in the chat room. Appreciate that, because we're about to build this, about to get my listener base back. I know I've been away for a minute, but we back at it. I want to thank my caller for hanging on the line and, you know, I mean, and hanging out with me. You know, everybody, like I said, you want to join the email, you want to be on the part of the email list, you know what to do. Hit it up, issuesoftheday@yahoo.com. Website will be up next week, www.issuesoftodaytalkradio.com. All right? We got everything up and running now. We getting ready. We own one again. Just like I was last year, we back at it. All right? So y'all just stay tuned for more Issues of the Day Talk Radio. Tomorrow night at 8 p.m., we got the NAACP. They're coming on every week, every Tuesday from now on, to give y'all all the updates on the organization, everything they got going on, upcoming events, everything. Right here on Issues of the Day, nobody has NAACP on their show but me, man. Right here on Issues of the Day Talk Radio. Tomorrow night, every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay? We got a team segment coming up. Should be up next week. We still are getting that worked out. Okay? Thursday is my show, you know, I mean, my original show, Issues of the Day Talk Radio. We'll be here on Thursday. You don't want to miss Thursday because we're going to be talking about why women no longer trust men. I'm going to have the women's back on this show. You know what I mean? Normally, you know, women stick with women and men stick with the men, but this time I got the women's back. We're going to talk about why women no longer trust. If you want to join into that show, you already know what to do. You can call into the station live at any time at 347-326-9697, and we're going to discuss why women no longer trust men. All right, we got a lot to get out that night, so you don't want to miss. You miss that, something wrong with you. Okay, what TV show you watching that night? I don't care what radio's program is on. You better be tuned in right here to Issues of the Day Talk Radio, man. All right. And Friday, like I said, it's gonna be at 12 at noon. Tell it like it is Fridays. Okay, we're just gonna be getting out some more steam or whatever. But that is pretty much tonight's thing. And like I said, keeping it real means that you are being honest in what you are saying, and you have the facts and everything to back up what you're saying. So if somebody asks you, well, hey, Taj, you know, what do you think about my girl, man? You know, tell me what you think about. I'm gonna say to you, well, from what I observe and the information that I know, it is a good or not a good idea based on these reasons. That's keeping it real. Keeping it real, this ain't saying, shoot, man, I don't know, I want full word. I just don't even like her. I'm just being real. That's not keeping it real. Keeping it real is being honest with somebody and telling somebody, whether they want to hear it or not, the reason why you feel a certain way about something. Okay? So if I was to ask you, you know, who's a better player, Kobe Bryant or LeBron James? Okay, me. At this time point, I would say LeBron James. Kobe done did everything. LeBron is, you know, he's fresh, he's young, he's got fresh legs, he's big, he's fast, he's quick, everything. Kobe's on the downhill of his career. He's still the best player in the league, but I think that LeBron at, you know, this stage of point is kind of, you know, Kobe is fluent with scoring, but I think LeBron is fluent with the whole aspect of the game all around. I think he's a better defender. A better passer, and if you watch his games, you will see why I say that. He's been he's been putting up Magic Johnson numbers since he came into the league. So that holds a lot of weight. Kobe Bryant wasn't doing that when he first came in. It took Kobe some time to get up to what they try to put him at, that MJ status. Okay. But LeBron has been putting up Magic Johnson numbers since day one. All right. So I would have to go with LeBron James on that. But that's, you know, you can check the stats on ESPN.com and, you know, get it for yourself. But that's keeping it real. And that's what we're going to do right here every Monday. Now, tonight, it was at 8 p.m. It was really originally supposed to be at 1 o'clock. But I was out of town. Or actually, it was supposed to be at 12. I was out of town. You know, so we pushed it back 8 p.m. But on normal time hours, it's going to be high noon. So when you're on your lunch break, you got your job, you're playing back kicking, you just want to, you know what I mean, get some radio, listen to some talk radio, call into the show, bam. Keeping real Mondays. All right. Now, that's it for me tonight. I just want to thank everybody for listening, everybody for joining the show. We're going to end the show on some, you know, on the song. I don't normally do this, but I'm done for tonight, so we're just going to end it on the song right now. And I'm going to go to an artist that I always play on my show. His name is King. And here's his song that he did, his single, whatever, and Gone. All right. So here's Gone by King. And one thing, like I said, love each other. Like I always say on my show, love each other as you expect to be loved. Good night, and God bless.
This a King on a beat exclusive.